Isaiah chapter 30. Woe to the rebellious children, declares the Lord, who execute plans that are not mine, and who make alliances but not by my spirit, so compounding sin on sin, who set out to go down to Egypt, and have not asked for my guidance, to find refuge under Pharaoh's protection, and seek safety under Egypt's shade. Therefore, Pharaoh's protection will bring you shame, and the safety of Egypt's shade will be your disgrace. For their officials are at Zoan, and their envoys have come to Hanes. They will all be ashamed because of a people who cannot benefit them, who cannot give them help or profit, but only shame and disgrace. An oracle about the animals of the Negev. Through the land of trouble and anguish, of the lioness and roaring lion, of the viper and fiery darting serpent, they carry their riches on the backs of donkeys, and their treasures upon the humps of camels, to a people who cannot help. For Egypt's help is worthless and futile. Therefore have I called her Rahab who just sits there. Now go, write it before them on a tablet, and inscribe it on a scroll, that it may be preserved as a witness forever, for the future forever. For they are a rebellious people, deceptive children, children that will not obey the law of the Lord. They tell the seers, stop seeing visions, and to the prophets, stop prophesying to us about what is right. Tell us pleasantries, prophesy illusions. Get out of the way, turn aside from the path. Let us hear no more of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, this is what the Holy One of Israel says. Because you despise this word and trust and rely on oppression and deception, therefore this iniquity will be to you like a cracked and bulging wall ready to fall, that topples suddenly in an instant. He will smash it like a potter's clay pot, shattering it into pieces without mercy, so that not a shard of it can be found among its pieces, for taking fire from the hearth, or to dipping up water out of a cistern. For this is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In returning and rest, you will be delivered. Quietness and trust will be your strength. But you rejected it. You say, no, we will flee on horses, therefore you will flee. And we will ride on swift horses, therefore those who pursue you will be swift. 1,000 of you will flee at the threat of one of them. At the threat of five, all of you will flee, until you are left as a lone flagpole on the top of a mountain, and as a signal flag on a hill. Therefore the Lord patiently waits, so that he may be gracious to you. Therefore he will rise up, so that he may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. For the people will dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. You will weep no more. He will suddenly be gracious to you at the sound of your city for help. When he hears, he will answer you. Though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not be hidden any more. But your eyes will see your teacher. Your ears will hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. When you turn to the right hand, or when you turn to the left, then you will defile your silver-coated carved images and your gold-plated metal idols. You will throw them away like a menstrual rag, and you will say to them, get out of here. Then he will give the rain for your seed, which you sow in the ground. Food from the produce of the ground will be rich and plenteous. In that day your cattle will feed in large pastures. The oxen and the donkeys that till the ground will eat savory fodder, which has been winnowed with a shovel and a pitchfork. There on every lofty mountain and on every high hill there will be brooks of flowing water in the day of the great slaughter when the towers fall. Moreover, the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be 7 times brighter, like the light of 7 days. In that day the Lord binds up the injuries of his people, and heals the wound he has inflicted. Look, the name of the Lord comes from far away, burning with his anger, and in thick rising smoke. His lips are full of fury, and his tongue is like a consuming fire. His breath is like a flooding river that reaches even to one's neck. He shakes the nations in the sieve of destruction. He puts a bridle in the jaws of the peoples to lead them to ruin. You will sing a song as in the day when the holy feast is kept. Have gladness of heart as when one goes with a flute to come to the mountain of the Lord, to the rock of Israel. The Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard, and will show his arm swinging down with the fury of his anger and the flame of a consuming fire, with a cloudburst, storm, and hailstones. The Assyrians will be terrified at the voice of the Lord. When he strikes them down with his rod, every stroke of the rod of punishment which the Lord will lay on him will be to the sound of tambourines and harps. In battles with the waving of his arm, he will fight with them. For Tophet has been prepared for a long time, yes, made ready for the king. He has made its pyre deep and wide, with firewood piled high. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of burning sulfur, sets it on fire. Isaiah chapter 30.